the right information and facts. And if it's a Honda certified used car, well, it just got a whole lot easier. Because now you can find out the history, mileage, and the price of the Honda you're looking for without leaving your home. Simply go online and search Google or Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make the right choice. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
I used to be that guy you'd see riding a big old bike down the highway. Man, I loved that. Don't have that bike anymore. Sold it when I lost my license for riding drunk. You may still see me, though. Now I'm the guy picking up trash, wearing a fluorescent vest that says Community Service.
Cops are cracking down on drinking and riding all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Ride sober or get pulled over.
The approach of Hurricane Irene speeded up the transfer of the last patients from Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington to the National Naval Medical Hospital.
Thank you for protecting us!
The last ambulances to leave the grounds here for Bethesda Naval Medical are greeted by waving flags. Chad Longell is from Arlington.
The end of one great era and the beginning of a new.
102 years of healing wounded warriors now is over at Walter Reed Army Medical Center.
When we say we're bringing down the flag, we really mean that Red Cross flag, because that's the symbol of health and healing.
Commander of the Walter Reed Healthcare System, Colonel Van Coots.
It's a new day, and this is really a new beginning for the military health system. I'm very hopeful for that.
Christy King for CBS News, Washington.
More than 8,000 packages of smoked salmon distributed by Vita Food Products being recalled because the fish may be contaminated. Salmon was sold in Publix stores in 5 southern states. Vita says the fish could be tainted with listeria. I'm Gary Nunn, CBS News.
The Home Depot guarantees that you pay the lowest total price on carpet, pad, and installation. Plus, you can get special financing. So you get the beautiful new carpet you've been waiting for, you get lifetime stain and installation warranties, and you save money every step of the way. So, bottom line, you won't find a better bottom line anywhere else with the lowest total price on carpet, pad, and installation guaranteed. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Let's take another question.
Hi, Flo. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts.
Great, but that's not really a question.
Oh, you're right. I saved a ton of money with Progressive's discounts?
Still not quite right, but you get the idea. Progressive makes it easy to save.
Right.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
1270 The Buzz.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back to Broadview. With me, JP. JP's here with his attitude, as usual. When I'm happy to have you. Steve Ossie's here, and Denise is here. And also, I'm welcoming to Broadview, for the first time, Jean and Sean Savoy.
Good to be with you.
Good to be, get into that microphone right there, Gene. Gene, you're a Gene Jr., are you? You're not the senior.
No,
your father.
I am Gene Savoy Jr.
So you're fix his microphone, would you please, JP?
That's the way it
Turn
goes.
It towards his lips.
Aha.
Not those lips. His lips. Is that his... up?
Is that better?
Yes, okay. Now I can hear you.
Good.
Say hi to Gene Jr. and Sean.
Hello, Jay.
Brothers.
Yes.
All the way around. I mean, you're still brothers and you're still in business together. And how does that happen?
We live separately.
You have separate lives. I might say, too, they're business owners here since 1987. Steamboat Hot Springs, which I absolutely love. Do you have real, is it real springs out there?
It's very, very
real. I mean, you're not making them out there?
No. Steamboat has some of the best geothermal water in the world.
So I've heard
we're
that.
Very, very blessed.
Yeah. You can smell it when you go by.
Yeah.
You
the
know,
sulfur.
Really.
Yep.
Yeah.
Artesian well.
Right there, hon. It just keeps coming. I mean, all these years?
It was named by Mark Twain.
Wow.
A steamboat in the desert.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
There's some history I didn't know.
Does the temperature change after all
these
years?
Comes out of the ground about 212 degrees.
Whoa!
I don't know exactly how it's changed over the years, but that's what it is now. Yeah.
So you have to cool the water down.
Yeah, no, we throw you right into that.
Yeah, so that's why you've survived.
Yeah, we have cooling tanks up on the hill, so the water comes into the cooling tanks and then sits for a while. and then goes down through pipes into the in the main building.
Well, now tell me just a little bit. We'll start with that because you've got a wonderful, very aware, spiritual, I'd say, convention coming. And I want to talk about that because I'm so happy to see that come into Reno.
Right.
I feel this is very spiritual land here. There's
it
a
is.
Lot of
it's a very,
spiritual
very spiritual
energy.
Area.
But I want you to tell a little bit about your business first and how you've lasted so long in these economic times.
Well, Steamboat Hot Springs was gifted to our spiritual community by Dorothy Town back in 1986, and we have been updating the property and upgrading.
Beautifying.
Yeah, as much as we can.
Yeah.
You can do a lot.
Takes
you,
money.
You have money. If you
yeah.
have money, you can
right.
do a lot.
And we made the mission style look there.
I love that.
We totally renovated the property.
Yeah.
And then opened the doors to the public to serve the public, which was part of our promise, really, in accepting the gift.
But you know what it looks like? It looks like you have to jump off the cliff to get down to where you're going. You know what I mean? I mean, I've noticed that.
Exactly. Well, you just have to turn left on Rhodes Road. It's that simple.
Just turn left right there. Yeah, it does. It looks like you have to go, okay.
Yeah. One of the beautiful things about the hot springs is that we actually, the cool water that you use to, when you get into the one of the tubs, it's actually cooled geothermal water. So it's not tap water that's cooling the geothermal.
It's because you've cooled the geothermal water.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So it's all natural.
It's all natural. Natural.
All those good minerals. You both have great skin. Do you go every day?
Oh, yeah.
Do you?
No.
This is just natural.
No.
It's natural.
No, okay. Well, I would if I owned Hot Springs.
They're 105 years old. Think
right. Come down and get a membership.
Oh, look at that. Always a salesman first. Look at that. Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about, though, and but please go out there. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been there in many, many years.
May
please
I say do. One thing about that?
Yes, you may.
About Steamboat, and that is I mentioned we had opened it to the public 15 years ago. In 1996, so this is our 15th anniversary year, and we're celebrating that on September 10th at Steamboat. And,
15th anniversary open house.
That's right.
Health fair and expo.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 6 p.m.
That's right.
Can tour the Steamboat facility, visit exhibits. They're going to have live music. Well, who's the band?
It's not a band. It's going to be some healing music that some people coming up from California.
Flutes and things like that?
I believe so, and chimes and different kind of... different kinds of vibrational healing music that's going to be there on display. And then there'll be people that can tour the facilities. There'll be some food and refreshments. And then at 6 o'clock at night, if people want to hang around for another 3 hours, we will accept people for half hour mineral baths if they want to
just bring your
that.
Suits.
Bring your suits.
Probably 15 years ago, they didn't have to bring them, right?
Well, we're in the county. The county the county requires that you bring your suit. Now, the
kidding.
City arena might not. I don't know.
But. They don't.
Hot springs. But it's a free event. If they want to try the baths out, though, that'll be a $10 charge for the half-hour bath. But other than
excellent.
That, it's a free event to come
what
down.
What are the baths like? I've never been there.
Well, that's what's unique about Steamboat. They're individual tub rooms. So in most hot springs, you go and you're on a big pool with everyone sharing that. We do have a small outdoor hot tub that seats 5 people, and that one we're renovating right now. But the indoor rooms are private, so they're drain and fill, which means every use is fresh. And so
that's always a concern.
Yeah, the tubs are cleaned out after every use with natural products, and then refilled again to the temperature.
Just one person at a time, or two people?
You can have two in each. You can have two.
I'm just asking, Jay.
No, you can have two in a tub room, but the tubs are. We're designed for one, but you can fit two.
Bring someone that's
get creative,
cozy.
Get creative, yeah.
Okay, so
but
two people.
Yeah, at the most, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, fun. So September 15th.
September 10th.
Open
September
house.
10th.
Oh, why am I saying? Oh, 15th anniversary.
Right, it's
15th
anniversary.
Getting my numbers.
Yeah.
Getting hot.
It's a
here.
Saturday.
I'm starting to squeeze my brain here. Well, I wanted to get right to the
it's
big
the
event.
Earphones.
Yeah, it is, huh?
Headphones.
I wanted to get to the event because very few, I saw Deepak Chopra come through town, very few spiritual leaders come through Reno. And I don't know why, because it is a very spiritual energy.
Right.
The Lake Tahoe area up there, Pyramid Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Indian very lands. Ancient, very ancient Indian sacred spots here.
Yes. So what made you decide to bring this big event here?
Well, our community, our religious community, International Community of Christ, and also Cosology International, we have a universal teaching. But we've been headquartered here in Reno for about 40 years. And so in addition to the hot springs, we also have a retreat and wildlife sanctuary.
Why is it so private?
It's not.
Well, how come I've never heard of it? I mean, I'm in the media here. Never heard of it.
Come to one of our sunrise services every Sunday morning.
I'm going to. It sounds so wonderful.
That means getting out of bed before sunrise.
Exactly. Yes.
Or you could just stay up all night.
I used to do that. I'm an early riser now. You know, 10:30, I'm gone.
But one of the things that we're doing in addition to the health fair is we are hosting a conference on the spiritual state of the world. Also that week of September, and we will have some very prominent scientists and alternative healers in the field of vibrational healing, which includes sound and light healing work.
Well, I got to tell you, people get kind of put back a little bit when you say light, sound, healing.
Mm-hmm. If they just think of that
vibration,
if they just think of it in terms of everything, everything
energy,
moves, everything
right?
moves, everything is in motion. All the time, and things vibrate, organisms vibrate at different frequencies.
Yeah, we do. We vibrate. Do. Rocks
everything.
Vibrate,
yep,
right?
That's right.
I mean,
that's just
all.
A matter of matter. Matter vibrates.
And you can't destroy energy.
Right.
I mean, all that is
that's all.
Under discovery.
Those are all laws of nature that are true and known. And so the idea is, at what frequency are we vibrating, and are we in resonance with perhaps the frequency of energy, maybe of the sun or of other celestial objects, or are we in the right frequency in our own minds, in our own bodies?
That's questionable.
And how are we resonating with others and so forth? So,
do you think our frequency changes throughout the day?
Oh, yeah.
With what changes our frequency, would you say? Emotions or what?
Well, I think you're dealing on very many levels. So your thoughts, your emotions. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're different from one second to the next.
That's